In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So, today has to be one of the goofier holidays in all secular America. I speak of Groundhog Day. That little critter pokes his head up in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and sees his little shadow. We have 6 more weeks of winter. If he doesn't see his shadow, then spring is right around the corner. I have no idea what happens if he doesn't poke his head up at all. According to the official Groundhog Day Association, the little beast has predicted correctly 100% of the time since 1887. According to the National Climate Center, however, the little critter's been right only 39% of the time, which means you might get substantially better weather forecast just by flipping a coin. Be that as it may, what many folks don't know is that this bit of fun, goofy, nostalgic folklore actually has its origins in the liturgical feast we are celebrating today, the 40th day of Christmas. In much of Western Christianity, this day is called Candlemas. In the Orthodox Church, we call it the meeting of the Lord in the temple. And as we heard in the gospel today, when Jesus was 40 days old, his parents, Mary and Joseph, brought the Holy Child to the temple in accordance with the law. And there an old prophet named Simeon received Jesus into his arms, recognizing him as the Messiah, as the consolation of Israel. And filled with the Holy Spirit, Simeon prays his famous prayer, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace." And within that prayer is the pervasive theme of light. Simeon says, "My eyes have seen." Jesus is called the light to enlighten, the glory of Israel, all light imagery. And as a part of this celebration of Jesus the light entering his temple, the church has developed the custom of blessing candles on this feast day, and hence the Western term Candlemas. Now, in previous centuries, faithful worshipers would take their lit candles home from evening worship and leave them lit in the windows until the sun hit them the next morning before liturgy, the sun making the flame invisible by comparison. If you've ever seen a candle in direct sunlight, you can't see the flame. Of course, some years it would be cloudy and the flame wouldn't disappear to the eye like it does in direct sunlight. Folklore takes over from the sun shining on a candle flame to the sun shining on an oversized rodent. And next thing you know, you have him predicting the weather based on whether it's cloudy or sunny. But the real purpose of this old custom was how the great light of the sun, when it rises and outshines your candle in the window, so outshines that itty-bitty little flame of the candle, it was supposed to be an icon of Christ coming into the world, and so overpowering the little lights of this world that we recognize him as the true light. Because Jesus is the light coming into the world. Jesus is the light, and darkness is scattered. Jesus is the light, and darkness can't do a thing about it. Jesus is the light illuminating the law and all the practices of the Old Testament. I mean, in the Old Testament, people could only see God dimly. People could only see God through a veil, as it were. And just like a candle can only illumine a tiny part of the world, and you can't really see creation, you can't really see the world until the sun comes up, only in the light of Christ can we see and make sense of the Old Testament. And what can be said about Christ illuminating the Old Testament can certainly be said about how we live today. On our own, we are tiny bits of feeble light bumping around in the dark. People can only see God dimly. People can only see life dimly when they don't have that beautiful and merciful and compassionate light of Christ to light their way. During Lent, which is coming up shortly, at the Wednesday Presanctified, a lot of the Old Testament is sung and chanted. We also have 2 Old Testament readings at every Presanctified liturgy. And during the 2 Old Testament readings, a candle is placed directly on the gospel book. And between the 1st and 2nd Old Testament readings, the priest picks up the candle and he comes out to the top step and everybody kneels and the priest says one line. He says, "The light of Christ illumines all." And then the candle is placed back on the gospel book. And the reason is that with all the Old Testament being chanted and read, the Psalms, Genesis, Proverbs, Jesus is the light that makes sense of what we're reading. Jesus is the light that makes sense of what we're hearing. And therefore, Jesus is the light that makes sense of your life, and Jesus is the light that makes sense of life itself. Jesus is the light that makes sense of the chaos and longing of this world. Jesus is the light that enlightens the Gentiles, and Jesus is the light that illumines all. And that's why we bless candles on this day, because it's a celebration of the light of Christ. The light of Christ coming into this world, the light of Christ coming into your life. Now, this light coming into the world is not always immediately pleasant. This world is a broken place. Maybe portions of your own life are a broken place. And when broken places are illuminated, when broken places are all lit up for you to see clearly, it can be difficult and even painful. We don't always want to see dark spots lit up. We have sins. We have betrayals. We have illnesses. We have anxieties. We have grief. Do we really want light shining on all those parts of life too? I think what old Simeon says to Mary, he says to us as well. With this light, a sword will pierce through your own soul also. When light shines on what hurts, a sword pierces through your soul. When broken places are illuminated and all lit up, it hurts. And it's not immediately pleasant to see dark spots lit up. But what other option is there? What other option do we have? It's not the light that's painful. It's not the light that's painful. It's what was hiding in the dark that's painful. And that's there with or without the light. It's there whether the light's shining on it or not. The light of Christ simply reveals what's there, reveals what needs to be healed. The light of Christ is beautiful and merciful and compassionate and above all healing. And from the light comes healing. From the fall comes rising. And the light that illumined and healed the darkest and most painful places, well, it's the same light that shines in the joys. It's the same light that shines in the victories. It's the same light that shines in the successes and the loves and the gifts and all the things that God graces us with in this world. And in the end, Jesus is the only light that makes sense of any of it. The only light that makes sense of life itself. Good, bad, and somewhere in the middle. And indeed, therefore, the light of Christ is the only thing that illumines all. Amen.